You're listening to the PD Zone, Two Peas in a Podcast, a podcast that highlights all the reasons why Florence, South Carolina is an amazing place to call home. I'm your host, Michael Parker, and along with my co-host, Doug Summerford, we'll strive to bring you interviews and reviews of the best businesses and happenings all around the PD. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon to Two Peas in a Podcast. We are super excited to have our guest today, Mr. John Sweeney, who is the city council candidate here in Florence, the at-large council. And John is a 2009 graduate of Francis Marion. He's got a ton of experience. He's got a great vision for the city of Florence, and we're very excited to have him. John, welcome to Two Peas in a Podcast.
Thank you. With that intro, I think I've got like at least 10 more votes than I had before you started talking.
So all 10 of you guys that are out there actually listening, go ahead and be sure you note that.
If we go at this rate by the end of this show, I'm going to be golden.
So we are going to count on you to double our listenership to 20, John. We're going to hold you to that.
Well, John, I'm going to start out. By the way, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here and everything. We're just very laid back. So it's a very laid back situation.
Appreciate it.
But the first thing I'm going to say is just like a comment that I noticed that you tried to get on Ken Ard's show for a long time. And Ken just ignored the heck out of you.
That's him, man.
Yeah, that's what he say rolls.
It's rough.
So I want to know, has two peas in a pod, how long did it take you to connect with us? And
about 3 seconds, I can tell you.
It just took one email.
We're hungry.
About a half hour. Yes, man. I actually, so I can claim, my claim to fame is that I was on Ken's show when it first started. I did a political roundtable every Friday with me, Dr. Neil Thigpen, and the other guy, Ken. And that was kind of that was a neat experience for me when I was with the morning news. So he can, now that he's gotten on, he's expanded his listenership. He's going into Sumter or whatever.
And he's getting an extra hour. Ken, if you're listening,
hour.
If you need a good guest, Doug and I are available.
How many hours do we need? But I'm very grateful for Ken, and that show has done a lot for this area, just raising awareness on issues and things.
It really has.
I remember years ago there was the Doug Williams show, and then the Kynard and Coffee, and so you know all those. Well, John, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your family. You're married?
I am. I'm married, and I have a 2-year-old little girl. My wife and I joke, neither one of us grew up in Florence. I grew up in Ohio, came down to Francis Marion University. My wife's from Louisiana and found her way here. So our daughter is the only native South Carolinian.
And what part of Louisiana is your wife from?
She's just around the New Orleans area.
Is that all right? Because our son is getting ready to marry a girl, Brooke.
A Cajun.
And she's a Cajun. She's a Thibodeau from Thibodeau, Louisiana.
So that's my wife is as well, actually. Her maiden name was Thibodeau.
Is that right?
How about
and
that?
That's where she was from.
How
so
about that?
I totally forgot about that because we were talking before that? And I know your son.
Yeah.
And I made that note actually about his fiance.
Well, it's soon. I think. Yeah.
Does she know yet?
She knows. She's his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, you know, if she's one of the 10 listeners to the podcast, might be surprised. But no. But anyway, and we both found our way here, and the way that I described it was the PD region. It gets in your bones. Someone told me that when I was. We were having a conversation about figuring out, like, why, you know, you stay. Because when you think about South Carolina, and I travel for the work I do all over the world, and most people when they hear South Carolina, they think Greenville, Charleston, Columbia.
Right.
Well, why, how could someone from Ohio find, you know, Florence, South Carolina? And I said, I went to Francis Marion, and there's a whole story behind that. But once you get here, it gets in your bones.
Right.
The people, the place. There's something about this area that's just so special. My wife and I both, from totally different areas, came here, found this place, thought the same thing. We're not going anywhere. Right.
So special is a good word because Michael and I often describe as special
people. I don't think they mean that kind of special, Doug.
So you have a dog. Is your dog's name Shakespeare?
Yes. Wow. The level of research that has gone into this show. Yeah. 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 Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Doug, you get an extra dollar in your packet Friday.
You don't know his full name, though, which, if you had known his full name.
What's his full name?
His full name is Shakespeare Henry.
Shakespeare Henry Swinger.
Because Shakespeare implies he is, in fact, a dramatic individual, which he lives up to his name. So Henry, we pulled that from, I gave him his middle name.
Oh.
From one of the Shakespearean plays.
So you truly are a Southern boy now if you're giving your dogs middle names.
Yeah.
That's definitely a Southern thing.
This is Brooks' dog, Joshua Brooks' dog's Hootie. He's an Italian greyhound.
Oh.
His name is Mr. Hootie Nicholas Mr. Bojangle Summerford.
That's too many.
Now that's a very
hoity-toity dog.
Very, well, he is. He absolutely is. Well, so here you are. You're running for the city council and everything. And I have to say this. You're a breath of fresh air.
Well, thank
you. Absolutely a breath of fresh air. And I'm just so happy that we get to talk with you and everything else. I think you have a good quote. It says this community needs to set trends, not follow them.
Absolutely.
So tell us, what is your trek to running for the city council? What made you decide to do that?
So honestly, it started over the summer of last year when Octavia Williams-Blake, who's currently at-large on council, announced that she wasn't going to seek re-election, which I joke with Octavia. She had done that once before and then changed her mind. And so I called her and was like, are you sure this time? Just jokingly. And then she said she wasn't. And that kind of put it on my radar. Mm-hmm. Cause I said, boy, that's going to be a big shift, you know, with Octavia. Octavia is a great council member. I can't say enough nice things about her. Well, then I think it was October, maybe a few months later, Mayor Wakila then announced that he was not going to seek re-election.
Right.
And that was when all of a sudden I said, that's going to be a huge change on council because council's been fairly stable the last couple of years.
Right.
But having those two folks announce they were moving on, plus the fact that Drew Griffin, the city manager, was getting ready to retire, plus the fact that you had Ray Rich, the downtown development director, he was getting ready to retire. The police chief is getting ready to retire. I saw all of a sudden this shift in city politics. And I said, we've accomplished so much in the last couple of years. This is going to be the most critical election for the next 20 because that direction, can we maintain that momentum? And I think you need to have a mindset that builds off of the success, not necessarily tries to maintain it. And so that was when my wife and I, we talked about it and decided, all right, let's do this.
That is a huge change. And like you've said in some of your campaign and, you know, doing the research, probably the most important election in this city has seen in 20 years.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. And it was funny. I was at an event with Congressman Rice, my former employer, the other night, and he captured it perfectly. He said that before he was in politics, he always thought when politicians said, this is the most important election, they always meant it because they were running.
Right.
So naturally, it has to be about me. Right. But he made the great point where he said, you know, in this case, I mean, nationally, that's 100% true.
Oh, absolutely.
Locally, I think it's even more true because look at where Florence was 20 years ago, where we are now.
Right.
We've accomplished a lot, but you can't be satisfied with it. We have to, as not to quote myself, because that would be a whole level of error, but we have to set a new trend.
Right.
And my ultimate goal, the final vision, is when people hear South Carolina, I want them to think Florence.
Right.
It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen in 10 years. Maybe it'll happen in 20. But that has to be the goal that is what we are chasing.
Right.
And that's every decision that I would make as a council member would be with that in mind. How can we set the trends and not be ones to follow them?
Well, given the stability that we talked about before we started recording on the city council and the city government over the last 10, 20 years, this is a huge change.
Oh, my God. Well, now
this is monumental.
Oh,
and
sure.
Then going forward, if we see this same stability for the next 20 years, you folks that are running right now and get elected right now are going to be forming this city for many, many, many years to come.
Absolutely.
So it definitely takes the vision that some of you guys have. Brian Braddock for mayor, one of them, and certainly John for city council. So talk to folks about the vision that you have for Florence. Where does Florence go from here? Florence has come a long way. I told you before we started recording, I left here. I was gone for 18 years. And, wow. You know, back in my college days at Francis Marion and fraternity, I would reconnect with folks from my past and they're going, I can't believe you're still in Florence. You didn't leave Florence. And that has just been the mindset for Florence forever.
Oh, yeah.
We need to change that mindset.
Oh, without a doubt.
The population is stagnant in Florence City and Florence County.
Yep.
Talk to us about your vision to change that and where you see Florence moving forward.
So, I mean, it really starts with I tell people when I'm campaigning, you just have to remember three letters and two words with me. The three letters describe me and the two words are my promise. The three letters are CEO. I'm not a CEO yet. speaking of long-term goals, CEO describes me personally as creative, energetic, and optimistic. That's who I am as a person, and that's what I bring to the table of this race.
All right.
That's what the community honestly needs to have. It's so funny. Here we are, pre-COVID. Things were actually, they were perfect, but things were pretty good. We had a pretty decent economy. South Carolina was humming. The unemployment rate in Florence County was 2%, around 2%.
Right. And
it was a little higher than 2%, but we were humming along. And yet you still had people who had this mentality of, oh, you're still in Florence.
Oh, it's
just Florence. Yeah. One time this was when I was working as a newspaper editor in the big city of Hemingway.
Right.
I was in line at Subway and there was a young lady in front of me who was a high school senior and I got to know her because I covered tennis and she was a big tennis player. Mm-hmm. I just started chatting with her and I said, what are you going to go to university at? And she goes, I'm looking at USC or maybe, but I'll probably just go to Francis Marion.
Just go.
Mm-hmm. That was the wrong thing to say to me.
Right. Yeah.
The poor thing had to endure a 10-minute lecture from me about it is not just Francis Marion, the education you'll get at that amazing institution. I'm going on and on. And I've had similar conversations, but substitute Florence for Francis Marion.
Right, right.
What we have in this city is so, what we've accomplished is great, but where we can go is even mm-hmm. better. But you have to have the creativity to get there. You have to be willing to set those trends. Some of those trends include, my platform includes community safety, which mm-hmm. focusing first is on police.
Right.
We have to set a trend of being the place to go for good police officers.
Right.
And that means offering creative ways that the police can get involved in patrolling and things. How are you going to attract a younger demographic, a younger mm-hmm. subset of folks to be police? The way you do that is you have to have programs and divisions within the police department that are going to get excitement and attract attention. That's a creative solution I've talked about. With things like neighborhood revitalization, which is another key point.
Oh, boy.
It's not a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. The challenges in East Florence are different than the challenges in South, and West Florence's issues are different than North Florence's. Mm-hmm. Well, we can walk and chew gum at the same time here, but we shouldn't be afraid to try some new things with the neighborhoods. Everything as simple as, stormwater drainage. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, that should be a pretty simple fix that we can get behind here. But then more creative things like some of the housing that's been built in certain pockets of the city that the city has spearheaded.
Right.
Well, okay. That's an interesting approach. What else can we do with the goal of building private development? You're not going to get there just thinking the same old way. You have to have this energy behind it that's going to get people excited.
Right.
We have every reason to be optimistic. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the CEO and then choose Florence is my promise to voters. Mm-hmm. And that is, I'm going to view myself almost like the city is a business and the citizens are the customers. What do I have to do to get you to pick this city, to choose this city every day? What do I have to do to keep you from moving to Raleigh for 18 years? And how am I going to continually keep that excitement generated enough to where not only do you stay, but you're telling your friends and people are finding out about us and going, I'll tell you what, that Florence, that's like the Austin, Texas you know, growth-wise, they can keep some of the politics, of South Carolina.
Right.
But you can't create a buzz in that community by being stagnant.
Right.
You have to be willing to get creative, and that's what my forte is here.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And, you know, the CEO is great. It all comes down to me, what I heard from you. I wish y'all could see his face, folks, because you can see the passion on his face. But vision.
Yeah.
Vision. Yeah. You can't move a city like this forward without vision.
Yeah.
You know, we've got so many old stereotypes here that I don't know what it's ever going to take to make them go away. But, you know, we talked about before we started recording that has always been that West Florence versus South Florence thing,
yeah.
Which to me is complete nonsense. But that's just the way it's always been. But North and East have always been left out of that conversation.
Well, not just that, but within North Florence, you have Northwest Florence,
right,
that they have their own set. They feel like they get left out of a lot
right.
of things too.
Yeah.
So you do have these factions within the community, mm-hmm. which, believe it or not, I mean, I fancy myself enough of a capitalist to where I don't think competition is a bad thing.
Right.
But the city needs to row in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I would love a situation where West and South Florence are trying to better each other,
mm-hmm.
preferably with private development. So how can the city foster that?
Right.
And how can the city convince each side of town? And I've heard this gripe, oh, it's all about downtown. They only care about downtown. Okay, great. Well, I put this out the other day. How do we focus on mini downtowns, if you will, sort of pockets of progress?
Right.
It doesn't have to all be about the government, but if the government can plant a seed for private development to come in, well, great, okay, let's get a pocket of progress in East Florence.
Yeah.
And see if the goal being generate private development, great. Well, if we do that, then all of a sudden the folks in West Florence go, hold up, our set of issues are different, but we'd like a pocket of progress over here. What can you do for us?
Yeah.
Well, cool, let's do that. And then South Florence at the same time, don't forget about it. We can harness that competition into energy that can really propel the community forward.
Right.
So it's a balancing act. You want to make sure everyone knows we're all in this together,
mm-hmm.
but I don't mind a little bit of competition amongst
yeah.
you know, the sides of town. We
right.
should embrace that, knowing that we're all Florentines in the
right.
end, and knowing that the entire city has to go forward together.
And I think that you know, you mentioned that you have a vision, that you have enthusiasm, that you have excitement, you're very optimistic. I think that's going to go a long way in transferring over to other people. Because, you know, some people, when they get people run for office in various ways. And I feel like Joe Biden now. I'm sorry. but
you, we'll edit that political dig out later.
You're very optimistic. Some people go into that thinking they have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And so That's why I said it's very refreshing that you're sitting here going, no, we can do better than this.
Absolutely.
And once we do better, we've got to do better than that.
Absolutely.
And you see, and there's everything has a life, a circle of life to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're up here and you're riding high, you've got to be doing something to grow even more, because that cycle is going to come down.
Well, listen, and you're saying circle of life, my wife is going to be going, don't do it, John. I'm a massive Disney fan.
Okay.
But I'm a Disney fan in the sense that Walt Disney's philosophy was with Disneyland, that Disneyland would never be completed. It would always be in a state of becoming.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
A vibrant community has to be like that.
Yes. Right.
When people say, and I've had conversations with people, and they've asked, well, when do we get to that? Like, when's the end point? And you go, well, never. And that should excite you.
Right.
It shouldn't be we're on this endless road and be slugging off. No. It's always going to be about the next big thing. A community should always be reinventing itself.
Yes.
It should always be creating its next momentum.
Right.
And I think that mindset is what really needs to pervade. It's never going to be over, but
right.
that's a good thing.
Right.
We should never stop growing.
Speaking from somebody with 18 side gigs, I understand that philosophy.
Yes,
understand. The day you say you're done is the next day, the first day you start dying.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to keep moving. You've got to keep moving forward. So,
yeah.
you know, that's great. I'm going to throw on my realtor hat real quick and be real selfish couple of things. Downtown Florence is beautiful. It's great. I've been here a long time. I've seen every iteration from the promenade to the places falling apart to we got the covered walkway. Then we've got the parking places on the street. Then we don't have any parking places. And now we got the parking places back again.
Yeah.
how do we keep that moving forward, and how do we spread that to the rest of the community? Let's don't put all of our eggs in a four square block basket, and let's get some diversity of business down here and spreading out. And here's the selfish part. The gateways into the city, Lucas Street, East Palmetto Street. I bring clients to show them the city all the time. I pick people up at the airport. We got some issues.
Oh, without a doubt.
What are your feelings on those things?
So when it comes to downtown, you're right. We've had amazing success over the last couple of years. We're not done. We shouldn't be done. That goes back to the it should ever be
right,
the state
absolutely.
That's becoming. For downtown, I'll stay in downtown just for a minute, even though I know I just said folks are sick of hearing downtown. To me, the idea should be about evergreen development.
Right.
What I mean by that is development that gets people to come down to a place without a festival or
right.
without a special event.
Right.
That's where I think Florence needs to do some work with downtown. We a lot of meetings that I've been in, people have talked about, well, we can have a festival. Or that's good. We have a lot of festivals. They're wonderful. But what is going to get people on a Thursday night, a family of four, to go, what do you want to do tonight, honey? I don't know, let's walk downtown and see what happens.
All right.
How do you get there? So that, I think, is what the future of downtown needs to be focused on. We've got a great infrastructure built already when it comes to operations within the city. The downtown development folks, after Ray Rich left, Hannah Davis, yes. she's now the director there and has done some great work. But there needs to be a new phase, some lead generation for additional businesses. How do you develop some common areas in there so that you have that evergreen feel?
Right.
That's for downtown.
Yeah.
The same thing applies to the other pockets of the city, specifically those, you're exactly right, the gateways to the city. Mm-hmm. When I take clients in my day job, I face a similar issue. Now, we're going all over the PD.
Yeah.
But when we go, I always have to tell them, I tell them about the medical mile as we're coming into downtown.
Right.
And you're kind of biding time. The medical mile is so impressive that you hope that they don't see the less impressive gateway in.
Exactly.
By the way, a lot of that's the county coming in.
Yeah.
There are things that we can do if we focus on, okay, what's an evergreen development solution to where we don't have to have some specialty thing
right.
that requires a ton of attention. What is something that can be developed right there at that gateway to welcome folks in?
Right.
Lucas Street's another one. Tell you what, I mean, Hope Health, as far as the gateway to downtown, that did a lot.
Man, I'm telling you,
yes.
Not only that, but what an impressive operation that is.
It's
beautiful, beautiful.
Carl Humphreys and those folks over there are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I have to say, their facility is a lot better than the junked up plane that was sitting in the junkyard for years and years.
Yeah.
But coming at it with that mentality of, again, okay, the evergreen development, and how do we get something that is unique, that when people drive into Florence for the first time, maybe coming off Lucas Street or coming off on the East Palmetto.
I hope you took the right direction off Lucas Street, because heaven help you if you go 100 yards to the wrong direction.
Well,
there,
that's a thing too. Also, speaking to realtors, my goal is that when someone comes to the city of Florence and they're looking to move here with their families, that they are able to look at every single corner of Florence and it is a viable option for them to live. Unfortunately, and I've had folks tell me, well, you better find a different way to say that, but I think it's the truth. Unfortunately,
the truth, yeah.
There are pockets of Florence now that folks don't feel comfortable living there. They don't feel comfortable. They don't feel like their kids are safe.
Mm-hmm.
Crime is becoming a big problem. It's escalating in certain areas. The goal should be, if we stood on the very top of the McLeod, the Woman's Pavilion,
right.
and looked out.
Which I've done many times.
Which you have done,
yes.
Hopefully with permission. They're not just like, what's this guy doing here?
Well, I'm a roofing consultant.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Just a side gig for this
guy. Yeah.
But that folks will look out and truly be able to say anything.
Right.
Any corner of this city is a viable option where my kids are safe, where I have great real estate options, where it's affordable, but it's a high quality of life. That's the goal. That's the end goal. And I think by focusing on certain areas of development, we've got downtown, we continue to develop it. You focus on other pockets of progress. The entryways are great places. There are places within the neighborhoods we can also use. But I think that's the pathway forward.
And when that happens, what a fantastic day.
Absolutely.
And again, with the goal in mind of always changing and always bettering, but man, what a fantastic vision. So
sure.
That's definitely what's needed. But had we been having this conversation, John, about 3, maybe 2 months ago, I'd be all over you right now about Cashua Street. But
now we want to talk about Evans.
Yeah, now we're talking
about Evans. They're working on Evans. Yeah, they fine. Just started.
But we were talking earlier about one of your platforms in neighborhood revitalization is making sure that the tax money and the new 1 cent tax option goes to the roads in the city, because you know, it's a county option, but folks in the county come to the city.
Absolutely.
All the time.
And this, it's a contentious issue. I've had many conversations with folks. I'm of the opinion, when Senator Hugh Leatherman first had the push behind for the 1 cent sales tax, the idea was the farm to market roads. I agree with that 100%.
Right.
I think that the penny sales tax needs to have the focus on the roads. Right. These other issues in different communities. Again, I lived in Johnsonville. I understand their needs and I understand, but putting my business development hat on and my economics, economic development hat on, roads and infrastructure, the three basic things that government needs to provide, public safety, roads and infrastructure, top two things.
Right.
If we've got a great water system, we need to have the roads up to where they need to be. So I am of the opinion that the majority of the money needs to go to the roads. And of course, as much of that can come to the city, I'm in favor of that.
There you go. Well, I want to tell you that quick, funny story about the roads here. And as everybody probably knows, and you may not, and I won't do a business plug, but I'm a realtor in my day job. And I pick people up at the airport a lot. One of the biggest places that people are moving to Florence here is because of the hospital, some of the industries, Otis Elevator. We pick up a lot of folks up at the airport. There are a lot of people moving here and have been over the last couple of years from Northeast, New York, Connecticut, et cetera. And I get them in the car, and sometimes I'm like, oh, good gracious, if I can just get off of this bumpy road. And they're going, y'all's roads down here. Well, they don't say y'all. Y'all's roads are wonderful. We love these roads. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, really? So,
growing up in Ohio.
It's all relative, I guess.
Well, but, growing up in Ohio, familiar with potholes. I didn't happen to me, but literally know people who had their tires knocked from their cars by potholes. Yeah. And South Carolina's roads are better, but we can do better.
We can do better.
You shouldn't measure by Ohio's roads.
But it's just funny. I mean, I guess everything is relative. You're touring the home buyers from the Northeast, and they're thinking, oh, these roads are great. So, maybe I need to rethink the routing. I've been trying to avoid certain things with you guys so I can sell you a house. But
and that's actually another important thing is whether it's from the Northeast or folks from the Midwest. Florence is in a unique position coming off of COVID because we have things that weren't important to people, a couple of months ago, and that's space.
Right.
We've got the gift of having the amenities of a larger metropolitan area, but with the space and the room to grow. And anyone who is in elected office now has to understand that's why I'm so optimistic, because we've got a ton of things going for us right now. If we have to capitalize on it, because with or without COVID, those advantages are there. But believe it or not, with COVID now and the way people's minds are thinking, now's the time for us to strike, because we can explode an area in ways that other areas of South Carolina cannot. So I think that's another important thing to keep in mind.
Right. I want to tell you this. I can't tell you enough about the vision that we're seeing here. And then we've spoken to Brian Braddock for mayor, and the turnover that's going to happen in the city council and the government. Folks, you've got to get out and vote.
You've got
to get involved. And when you go, take three of your neighbors with you.
Please do.
I mean, come on. We've got to get out.
And I do have to mention, we've talked about Brian. I do have to mention the other Republican on city council, which is Steve Burt, who's a very good guy. This is the first time in a long time that we've had three Republicans. Right. I'm not typically, I'm not someone who says, well, if they have the right letter at the end of their name, vote for them. But in this case, we've got three really good candidates that are running for that. So,
Folks, get out, get involved in either party you want. I don't know that, we talked a little bit earlier about Florence being historically, we won't say liberal, but left-leaning community. I don't know that left or right makes that great of a difference in Florence as it does vision and enthusiasm and energetic, and you're doing the right thing for the community. So forget the D, forget the R, register to vote, please. Research these candidates, go on John's website, go on your favorite candidate's website, get to know them, and please go vote. If you don't vote, hush for the next 4 years.
Yes, there you go.
So, John, how can people help you? What do you need? How can people donate to your campaign, get in behind you? You know, because you've got enthusiasm, we want to have enthusiasm.
Absolutely. Well, so the website, votejohnsweeney.com. And I
say
always
that again.
Votejohnsweeney.com. And that's okay. JohnSweeney. Don't be spelling it how Dabo spells it.
Yeah.
Dabo spells it. I got all the respect. That's spelling it wrong. VoteJohnSweeney.com. Make it your homepage. That's the easiest way.
That's great.
When you get on there, you'll see at the top right-hand corner a donate button. It's very easy. Any contribution helps.
Because I donated today, and it was very easy.
Well, and thank you very much for the support.
I say it's a lot.
Well, yeah. I genuinely do. Like that means a lot, and that's it really does, because these races, I've covered politics, you know, I've
That was completely a technical glitch, folks. I'm real sorry. I know you probably noticed a jump in the recording, but John was wrapping up about how to get in touch with his campaign. I know you heard the part about his website, but John, I'm sorry.
So the winning lotto numbers for next drawing, they don't hear that?
They missed that.
Not
I'm
anymore.
Sorry.
But if you want to win the lottery on election day, votejohnsweeney.com. On social media, votejohnsweeney. Mm-hmm. Donating, upper right-hand corner, you'll see that there. But word of mouth is so important as well. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, the Sweeney guy sounds like he's got a pretty good vision for us. I'm out walking neighborhoods. You're going to be getting mailers here and hearing, you know, me other places. But the word of mouth is really the best. And so I just really appreciate any support that folks might be able to give, whether it's financially or word of mouth. I'm all about the city of Florence. I choose Florence. I choose to make my life here. And I hope that folks choose me on November the 3rd.
Well, folks, I can't stress enough that this is a good guy. We've got some good candidates. We've got a great city. I've been here my whole life. I've heard a lot of complaining. Guess how we fix that stuff? We go vote.
Absolutely.
Go vote.
We go
Don't
vote.
Complain. So vote. There
get
you
out
go.
And vote for John. Vote for these other candidates. And let's just get out. Let's make this city continue to move forward.
And I want to give a shout out to your wife, Sarah, too, because I know she's behind you 1,000%. And you know, I mean, if it wasn't for a good woman, a man couldn't do anything.
I'm married so far up.
Yeah.
I wake up every day and I look and go, are you sure?
Yeah.
This guy? Really? And she seems to be fine with it. So, yes, I'm very, very lucky.
We hope sometime we can meet them, you know, and especially get Josh and Brooke together with her, because, I mean,
sure.
I'm sure they got a lot to talk about. They may be kinfolk. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's a great part of the world.
And say hello to Shakespeare for us.
Certainly.
And hug your little girl for us. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
John, it's been
a
pleasure. It really has. And good luck. And everybody, go vote.
Vote.
There you go.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed today's guests. If you have any show ideas or any guests you'd like to hear from, you can contact us at 2PsMedia@yahoo.com. Thank you again for listening. Until next time.